Thank you, Ambassador Stefano. A very good morning, colleagues. Very pleased to be here today and appreciate that discussion on the regional cooperation is included in the meeting this year. I think I'll probably focus on the discussion on Southeast Asia, specifically South Asia and Pacific countries. So now in Southeast Asia, the establishment of regional cooperation in mine action was initiated from an existing regional cooperation named the Association of Southeast Asia Nations, ASEAN, which was articulated in the Bangkok Declaration of 1967 and emerged into three main pillars of cooperation, which are ASEAN Political Security Community, ASEAN Economic Community, and ASEAN Sociocultural Community. Now, cooperation on mine action sector in Southeast Asia falls under ASEAN Political Security Community and is also stipulated in the ASEAN Political Security Community Blueprint 2025. It is under the peacekeeping and post-conflict peacebuilding efforts. Now, with this regard, in 2012, ASEAN leaders established the ASEAN Regional Mine Action Center, ARMAC, hosted by Cambodia. And its mandate and function falls into three. First, to enhance awareness programs on the dangers of mines and explosive remnants of war, to facilitate assistance for victims, to assist in research and knowledge sharing. ARMAC is finally operationalized in early 2018. Now, in the meeting, we identified a number of challenges faced by the national authorities and within the regional cooperation mechanism. And we also discuss on how to address these challenges. The first challenge that found out, there are half countries among all the 10 ASEAN member states that are not explosive ordnance affected countries. Therefore, in order to ensure active participation from these non-affected ASEAN member states in the regional activities, it is vital to include topic of mine action in the context of UN peacekeeping operation, for example, and cross-cutting issues such as gender diversity, assistance to victims, and people with disability. Second, funding remains to be a challenge, particularly in identifying a need of developing longer-term strategies for regional resource mobilization. In this regard, strengthening communication and coordination with ASEAN dialogue and other potential partners seems to be a way to tackle this challenge. Third, there is a need to support national authorities and centers in terms of setting up and revision of national regulatory frameworks and or national standards, information management, and gender and diversity. Some of these have been addressed through some activities organized last year, for example, the regional workshop on gender equality and empowerment in ASEAN Mine Action, collaborating with the Canada Fund for Local Initiative, Clearing for Result Project of Cambodia, and in-kind contribution from DGICHD. The fourth, there is also a need of coordinating in regards of border and cross-border issues. For instance, Thailand and Cambodia are working together for clearance along the border, and any support on this regard will be possible upon request for interested member states and upon approval from all member states. And we also find out there is a need of more knowledge sharing activities with possibility of technical and practical activities for some interested member states. Given that knowledge sharing is within ARMAC's areas of work, this will be highly considered. In fact, we have developed a proposal of regional community of practice for more concrete and sustainable program activities and is awaiting feedback from the potential funding resource. Last but not least, there is also a need to engage further cooperation with other ASEAN cooperation pillars where the issues are relevant. For example, in regards of victim assistance, there should be a collaboration with ASEAN sociocultural community, which the issue falls under. The meeting noted that ARMAC is encouraged to play the role of a regional coordinator for cross-country support and unify the voices from the region. Increased support from international organizations such as GICHD and other organizations could also assist national authorities to come up with strategic plans to tackle man action issues on the state level. Now, there are also some good practices that are discussed during the meeting. First, cross-country knowledge sharing and partnership building through some trainings, such as operational efficiency, risk management, gender diversity, and these were also in collaboration with GICHD last year. Workshop and seminars, including International Day of Mine Awareness and Assistance in Mine Action 2019, focusing the participation of youth from the region. And these were collaborating with some countries such as Ireland, Norway, Clearing for Result project as well. Now, exchange visit to foster mutual understanding and share good practices, such as exchange visit between Myanmar and Cambodia. Myanmar and Thailand were also done last year with support of Norwegian Peoples of Aid. Regional good practices on explosive ordnance risk education is also identified in is under development, particularly two products. First is the study on integrated approaches to explosive ordnance risk education under the project of a Japan-ASEAN Integration Fund. Additionally, the magazine that features stories of good practices of explosive ordnance risk education from the region was also launched this year in February. This publication are served to pose as a model for further development of frameworks for the region. Now, there are so many potential collaboration that we can certainly explore from the regional cooperation. While knowledge sharing and future research-related activities are remaining potential collaboration, exchange visits between member states could also be a platform to develop their capacities, as well as to provide current updates on mine action. Concluding my remarks, please allow me to reiterate that the ASEAN member states have shown an increased commitment to regional cooperation by actively participating and addressing future regional knowledge sharing events. Therefore, regional cooperation in ASEAN presents an excellent opportunity and a platform to discuss challenges, lessons learned, and raise awareness to further assist countries in mine actions related issues. In the spirit of ASEAN, I would like to encourage the participants to actively support regional cooperation programs and welcome further potential collaboration with us. Thank you.